the naming for geometric isomers, the old way of naming these things was as trans isomers. These days we've moved to EZ nomenclature. So in the EZ nomenclature systems, you organise your high priority groups, which side of the double bond they're on. So we're basically dividing down the centre of the double bond, seeing where the highs align. The Z isomer has got the two high priority groups lying on the same side of the double bond, and the E isomer has got them lying on the opposite side. And if your German is very good, you can figure out what E actually stands for. Down the bottom, I've got the examples for a ring system. So in the ring system then, we're saying that the two high priority groups, if they're sitting on the opposite sides of the ring, then that is indicated by trans for a cross, whereas if they're sitting on the same side of the ring, then we get cis for the same.